Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me for today's weekday meditation. I want to do a little something different on today's meditation. I want you to enjoy the quietude and solitude on the front end of our meditation time. If you're new to us, it's simply taking a few moments, and we're going to use our breath like a gate that would take us from the pace of life we're at right now and put us into kind of God's pasture of green and soft grass to lay in. With a beautiful sunshine and it being about 70 degrees and very little humidity, and we're just enjoying the beauty of the outdoors. So let your body be at rest, let your muscles just fall without any tension, and let's breathe a couple of times as we walk through the gate into His perfection and we hear from Him. You ready? I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments as you listen for the voice of God. Well, my friend, I trust that you heard God in those few moments. I know it's a little backward for what we typically do on a meditation, but I want you to recognize this one thing, that Jesus, he cannot wait for us to speak with Him. God the Father cannot wait for us to step into His presence. God the Spirit cannot wait for us to answer His beckoning to draw us closer to God. So friend, when we take moments of quietude and solitude, what we're really doing is saying, I trust that my Creator will speak to me, that He wants me to be in His presence. And I believe that's what you've just done. If you find it awkward or difficult to find those moments of silence, here's what I would urge you to do. Find a place that is consistent for you. Consistency can become a habit. Meditation can become a spiritual habit that can radically improve your day-to-day life. So I invite you today to find yourself at ease. And as the rest of the day pass, you can trust that your Creator cannot wait to hear from you. Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.